Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Anna, she did come in at 16.
Real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for coming back to another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we endeavor to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you. No one else. So, before we get started, let me introduce my lovely co-host. And who are you, by the way?
Well, hello, my name is Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist and also a mental health practitioner. So, you may be wondering what that is. Well, the hypnotherapist, that I help people who are looking to change their life through weight loss, chronic pain, addiction, and so on. And I'm a mental health practitioner, and I work with a lot of people with persistent mental health conditions like schizophrenia, bipolar, personality disorders. I mainly do a lot of goal setting with clients and make sure they get their meds.
Isn't that simply lovely? I am a transformation life coach. And what I do is I transform the lives of people to something that's, let's say, not as good to things that are on a more positive level. And I'm also a legal process outsourcer for my second business. But as the shows go on, we will discuss what I do, the second business, much more detail. And today is July 6th, 2014.
Today is our third episode, and I'm really looking forward to today's topic. And today's topic, we're going to talk about the virtual gastric band.
Today's going to be an excellent episode.
Mm-hmm.
But the first ado to Her Majesty. What's to Her Majesty? The proper people. Well, what's that for England? It would not be here. Yes. Doesn't that make you feel good? Reminds me of Mother England so much.
Okay, I think they get the drift.
Hopefully we must learn this proper note. There.
Actually, it's interesting you played that, because before I discuss even what the gastric band is, the lady who created it, her name is Sheila Granger. She's actually from England.
Of course.
So, some people haven't heard about the virtual gastric band. They're like, what is that? But most people, I think, have heard about the gastric band surgery. Have you?
I actually have not. And I would like to actually direct the audience, if you can go to our website,
yes,
you can actually check it out online. So if I go to the site itself here.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what it is. So it's Second Chance Transformation. hypnotherapy.com, and just click on the tab under home. It says weight loss,
and I'm bringing it up as we speak.
Yeah.
And or, there, Bob's yes. Your uncle.
Or you can also find us under our other site, Noah's Ark hypnotherapy.com, and it's simply under the virtual band virtual gastric band.
So this weight loss is a very, very important topic to our listeners. I won't sit here all day and talk about all the great benefits of having the proper weight or losing weight, but perhaps you can tell us exactly. Now, what is gastric band?
Sure. Well, first, before I say anything, we should give you the phone number. You can reach us. So our number is 516-595-8091, or you can also send us a message in our chat room, or you can send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno.
Tweet?
Yep. Or you can check us on Facebook, facebook.com, Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.
Oh,
so,
outstanding.
All right. So what was your question?
Well, what exactly is this gastric band?
So basically, most people have heard of this gastric band surgery. And in the surgery, how that works, they put a band on the top part of your stomach. And so your stomach, the average stomach can hold about 6 cups of food. When they put that band on, your stomach can only hold half a cup. So that's quite a lot smaller. So you obviously, your stomach gets fuller faster, you can eat less food. And so the virtual gastric band is the same premise, but you don't get any surgery done. This is done during hypnosis.
When you say surgery, meaning there's no surgery with the actual knife.
Yeah, there's no
actual surgery.
There's no procedure,
there's no cutting.
Knife, there's no nothing. You're not getting an actual physical operation done.
No pain, no blood loss, no anything.
No. And so what you're getting done is, in the first session, what happens is, in hypnosis, I would guide the client into the session and I create the scene that they're actually going to the hospital or a healing center, whatever it is that the client is comfortable with. You're going to get the surgery done, but you're not going to feel any pain.
So if I can recap quickly for the
yes.
listeners, we all know what the stomach is in the human body.
Yes.
We all know the stomach holds food when you eat.
Yes.
So what the surgeons do, they place an actual band around the stomach that shrinks
yes.
it. So your stomach
yes.
can hold not as much food as before.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, with this new process, or this process through hypnotherapy, is that the person can actually go through, like I said, hypnotherapy, where the mind believes that the stomach has this ring or is smaller.
Yes.
Which will, in a sense, tell the person, I am not as hungry, which hence you lose more weight.
Well, yeah, because the person won't be even thinking about it. They'll be eating, like, I feel really full. Well, I don't want to eat anymore. And they're like, oh, I don't want to. They're not going to be consciously thinking, oh, I have the band, I should eat more. They'll just follow their bodily cues. And eventually, it would be normal for them to just eat smaller amounts.
Outstanding.
Yeah. And so there's more to it than just the... So there's... The first session is when you'll get the band fitted on the stomach.
Wait, but the first session meaning if you're going through surgery with the knife?
Surgery.
With the knife.
Well, yeah. Hypnosis, having the surgery, having the band fitted to your stomach. And then what we'll do is give the client a self-hypnosis MP3. It's really this part is really important. They have to listen to it every day. And what I do, I give the suggestion in hypnosis that they will listen to it every day. Because it reinforces the surgery and about eating less and healthy eating. And they listen to that every day for about a month.
And what does that do?
Well, it's a self-hypnosis CD. So when they're listening to it, or MP3, they're going into a light state of hypnosis again and just the suggestions, just putting good things back in the subconscious mind. Because you're trying to create years and years of these negative habits.
So, yeah, okay. So a simpler version of that is that after they've had the gastric band treatment or session.
For session.
They can listen to the MP3 file, and that reinforces the session that you just performed.
Yes.
And they listen to this session, this MP3 file
yeah.
for a 30-day period, 30 days straight. And then after 30 days, they don't really need to listen anymore. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. If they want, they can still listen to it. It won't do any harm. And by the way, I want to note, when they listen to it, they shouldn't listen to it at night because I don't want the person falling asleep. I still want them to be aware. So during the morning or afternoon and at home, not when they're driving, because this is you're going to be hypnosis when you're listening to it.
Yeah, we have to get the, actually, I'm glad you mentioned
yeah.
that, the proper disclaimer.
Yes.
Is that When you listen to this MP3 file, you do not want to be operating a motor vehicle, also known as automobile, also known as car. You don't want to be operating any heavy machinery.
Riding a bike or anything, doing anything.
Well, they can't even ride a bike either.
Well, no, then you can crash. This actually does not. This not only applies for the self-hypnosis MP3, plus or anything, even the stuff you can see on YouTube, all those self-hypnosis relaxations, any of the stuff, you do it at home. You don't do it when you're operating because it can be dangerous. There's a case of a colleague. The colleague gave the proper warning. Even on the CD, it says, do not operate while you're driving a vehicle, but he decided to drive his car. And luckily, it was stop-and-go traffic, I think, on the, not the Lionsgate, but the Portman Bridge. And then I think an officer got out of the car and knocked on his window and was like, hello, sir. He totally blanked out. So the moral of the story is if he was in actual traffic going fast, it wouldn't have been good. So don't listen to it.
Exactly.
So
that's our disclaimer. So now you know, when you listen to this file, or actually, for that matter, any type of hypnosis,
yes.
MP3,
anything, yeah.
Or old-style CD,
or
do not listen to the actual item while you are operating a motor vehicle,
yeah.
Driving, or any heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Just FYI, ladies.
Yeah, so that's part of the first session. I have them listen to the MP3. And they also do, there's a huge list I give my clients. I have them also go out, buy a new outfit that you hope to fit into. Nothing a lot smaller, but something that maybe feels a little tight. So
there's
a goal. It has to be new, because I think old could have bad energy, you know, like, oh, when I was, you know, just fresh, buy something fresh and new, like just a T-shirt or something.
So what's the purpose of buying a new outfit before they've lost the weight?
I guess it's something to look forward to. Like, so then when they accomplish it, they feel really good. It doesn't have to be like a huge size smaller. It could just be a T-shirt that fits a little tight. And so that is something to work for. Have it, and you keep that T-shirt out, let's say in the bedroom, hung up, and every day you see that. And it's another motivator.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now, this is also not limited to women. Men can do it as well.
Yes. Anyone who's overweight. Oh, by the way, for the virtual gastric band, you don't have to be obese. You can maybe just want to lose 20 pounds.
25, 30, whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. Because I know for the surgery, they want you to, I think, weigh over a certain amount and to have tried other ways of losing weight before you use that.
Now, you know, weight loss is a very, very important topic, as I said to our listeners. And I personally believe is that people generally should take care of their own health,
yes.
Which, not just weight loss, it goes to everything from getting the proper sleep, no smoking cigarettes, you know, and everything. And I'm really passionate about this weight loss part because people do not maintain the proper weight. You could have so many bloody health consequences come from it. Case in point, diabetes.
High blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, and the hypertension. And my uncle, he actually had diabetes, and he lost, I think, half of his foot. And Daddy, who was a physician, was so angry at my uncle that I can always remember the day he yelled at him for not taking care of his health. And he consistently warned him, take care of your health, eat right, watch your sugar, especially that sugar. And apparently, certain ethnic backgrounds are more prone to diabetes.
Yes.
There's the African-American or black.
South Asian community.
South Asian. And if people don't know what South Asian means, that's like people from, you know, India and was it Fiji and
places similar.
Yeah, similar places.
Yeah.
Very prone to this.
Yes. So back to the gastric band. Oh, I was going to mention too. So even before I start the session, I find out if a client if they're ready to lose weight. Some aren't, because it's not. Even though you're not having surgery, this is not a magic fix. You still have to do the work. So I find out, why do you want to lose the weight? How would your life be different if you lost the weight? I want to find the emotions about behind it. And then I ask, client, how many meals a day do you like to eat? Some people just want three, but some people want four small meals. And because I put this into the surgery, the suggestions of how many small meals you're able to eat a day. Because it's really personalized to you.
But doesn't it also depend upon the type of food that you're eating?
Yes, of course. I also educate the client about healthier, nutritious food, but it's a free choice if people want to have pick not so healthy foods. The thing is, your stomach is so small, so the average stomach now holds 6 cups of food. So imagine 6 cups. When you have this done, it can only hold half a cup.
Now, how large was your classroom session for this gastric band training? I'm assuming you must have had at least 50 to 100 people in the class.
Including me, there's only 3 of us.
Are you kidding me? There's only 3 people in the class.
Yes, yeah, so I got quite personalized attention.
Yeah. Now, if obesity is a really, really big thing in North America, why would not other hypnotherapists be in this class to address this issue?
I can't answer that. I didn't know why anyone in my graduating class was not in the course. But I took it, so I'm going to help as many people as I can.
Oh, we would definitely sort out.
Oh, so back to this. So your stomach after the surgery, after the procedure in hypnosis, can only fit half a cup of food. Half a cup is really small. So you're going to have to choose how much. Okay, I'm going to have this little bit of protein, I'm going to have this much grain or vegetable. Because if you have it just like a donut, it's going to fill up a lot. So the person's going to start to know and feel their body what their body needs. They're be a part of the process of a background in nutrition, so I educate the client about what foods are best for them. You know, of course, if they're obese, if they're seeing a doctor, make sure there's no other health issues.
And?
As part of the process on their way to this weight loss program.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
And then, so yes, generally there's about 4 sessions throughout a month or two, depending on, you know, how many, if I want it every week and what works with the client. And the other sessions, I incorporate the parts therapy, the parts about motivation, the parts about...
We discussed that last show,
time, yeah.
The different parts in the head.
Basically, just to recap, we all have these parts. We talk about this. Part of a person wants to lose weight, but part of the person is sabotaging themselves. So I speak to the part of the person that's holding onto the weight.
What's that one show on the telly that had the parts speaking in the person's head?
Herman's Head.
So if you go to YouTube...
You can check it out. Yeah, it gives you an idea. Because it's 4 parts. One part is really responsible. One part is really kind of like romantic. One part is really irresponsible.
Which is me.
Yeah. I guess I'm the one that's responsible.
So
we do the parts therapy. In the last session, the 4th session, if that's going to be the last one as a client, because generally if the client wants to lose more than 25 pounds, they probably need more than 4. But so the 4th session, I also, during hypnosis, the band can be adjusted.
Oh, yeah.
If the person is like, I want to eat more food, or if it's not working, I can loosen it.
Why would they want to eat more food, though?
Maybe they're the doctor, they're not. It's too tight. They barely can eat anything. They can eat 2 pieces of food. It depends. It's case-by-case basis. Maybe under the doctor's discretion, this is whatever reason.
You know, actually, there's an advantage to that, and this is one of the things I think even in that surgery they don't address. Let's just say if you get the gastric band surgery with the actual knife, you know, so they... For lack of better words, cut you open. Wait. Let me explain. I have a scenario for you. So they cut you open, put the ring on your stomach, sew you up. So what happens a month later that the band is too tight? They have to cut you open again and adjust it.
Yes. Correction for that. I was looking at the latest surgeries they do. They don't actually cut.
They don't go.
They actually, I think they do a small incision, but still they have to go in there. You have to take anesthesia. And I was reading on different websites, even though they say it's a simple procedure, nothing is simple. I used to work in veterinary medicine. Anesthesia, there's always a risk. So the things are really simple. But the point is, yeah, the band can be adjusted anytime. It can be loosened. It can be tightened. It can be removed. If a person, I don't know, later on, it's like, I don't want it, remove it. But the same thing, there is the risk of if the person eats more than is able to fit in their stomach, they're going to feel physically sick. But if they keep doing that and eating more and more, eventually they're going to stretch the band out like happens in actual surgery.
Oh.
So at that time, the band has to be adjusted or maybe the procedure has to be done again, a fresh band. But I know, basically, yeah, it's like you're going in like you're having surgery, getting adjusted.
Oh.
And each session I find out how's your eating going, what's working for you, and also things I would like to discuss. When you start changing, a lot of people close to you, some people get judgmental if you're changing. You'll get jealous.
Well,
and we'll talk about how you're dealing with that. Are you okay with that?
Wait. When you say people, you mean women jealous of other...
No. Friends, family. Oh. Some people aren't always supportive for changing, doing great things. You know that.
This is definitely true.
I've experienced that myself. So, so we'll discuss that because it can be hard. You're doing all these great things and people aren't supporting you. Some people, you know, may not be able to have in your life.
Well, you know,
yeah.
You have to do what you have to do, right? So, because I think personally, the bottom line is when the day is over, the person looking back in the mirror is the one that has to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're happy losing the weight and your self-esteem has just shot up and, you know, perhaps you may move up in your job, you know, more or travel more or whatever. But the bottom line is the person that looks back in the mirror has to be the one that's happy. And you don't have to please anyone but yourself.
Correct.
And I wish if society took, if they understood that mindset and applied it more, we'd have way more happier people than we do now.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. So basically, that's how the process works, 4 sessions. But if the person wants to lose like 100, a couple hundred pounds, obviously they're going to need more than 4 sessions. It could be many months or coming every week, every 2 weeks. So there's still, you know, commitment on the client's part. They have to, the partnership, they have to agree to be committed to the process. And, you know, it's also about motivation, getting the person moving. Depending how much they weigh, if they're really obese, you know what, I probably first few sessions wouldn't do that. Make sure you get your health checked out by your doctor, everything's fine.
Well, definitely, in all of this in itself,
yeah.
You must still be under a doctor's care.
Yes.
Because we do not give medical advice whatsoever.
Yes. You don't. So basically, yeah, it's about having you think differently about food, be consciously aware when you eat. People are so, they eat in front of a TV and they can't believe the food's gone. It's about having more confidence, motivation, better sleep. And then I find out if your partner or husband or girlfriend or wife, are they supportive of you? All these things play a part into it.
But I also think that bottom line, it still has to come from within yourself.
Well, yes, because I've worked with clients that, you know, their partner, you know, didn't want to change their ways or eating or whatever it was. But I made the suggestion that no person or no situation is going to change how you feel. If you're inside, you're confident, you're in control, and nothing around them fazed them. So it's good. Just questions I always ask to see how things are at home.
Today I'm going to, so, yeah. I guess today you're the host of the show.
I guess I am. Yes, because this topic is a very exciting topic. I'm really excited to be doing a virtual gastric band now. Because weight's a very important topic in society. Right now I just have the American stats for this. 30% of Americans are obese. And by 2030, half the population will be obese. So that's a huge epidemic.
Although now it's an epidemic even now, but it's going...
Well, yeah, and it's going to affect... People get diabetes, people get, you know...
Holy!
Yeah.
Hypertension. And one thing I've run into lately, I'm not going to name any names, I've been talking to some clients, and they've been telling me programs, weight loss programs they've tried.
Ah.
And...
Now this is the juicy part.
But no, bottom line, diets don't work. Because it's not a quick fix. This is not a quick fix either, the virtual gastric band. But changing your lifestyle, about food, exercising. And some of these weight loss programs, they want you to eat 500 to 800 calories a day. That is very unethical and really dangerous. Even the top athletes don't even eat that little. What happens is your body's in starvation mode. So your body starts eating. Yeah, you lose the fat easily, yeah. And start burning the muscles.
But you have to remember, a lot of these companies, they're in it for the profit.
Of course.
They could care less about the person. They care about the profit. Whereas that's what separates us is we care about the person. Profit's fine. We care mostly about the person, which is why we actually have the lower hypnotherapy rates as opposed to, you know, some of the other therapists in the field. And we're the only one with this radio show here, and we give this free info to people. And we also... you know, when people come in, I don't think anyone has walked out unhappy. Everyone just loves you.
Yes, for the most part. Unless the person is if you're not open to the process, that's different. Like, hypnosis, you have to be open to it, want to do it. If you're fighting it, then...
But let's...
Backtrack. Okay, so some of these weight loss companies, I'm just... Because I'm here, I want to support everyone, but you know what? When things, you're doing something unethical and unprofessional. And not only that, I think they give injections to clients, vitamin injections.
They say
it's
vitamins.
This is hearsay of what I haven't experienced myself. Clients have told me. And they ask, because they want to see if they can get a claim on insurance. And they're like, oh, we can't disclose that. Like, oh, well, I need to know it for my insurance. And wouldn't you also want to know what you're putting into the person's body?
Let me get a syringe. Just give me an arm here. Just give you an injection. Don't worry about what's in it.
Yeah.
Just here, just take the injection.
Yeah, I think I know why they don't want to tell you, because you could easily, these vitamin injections, you can just go to your naturopath doctor and it costs you way less and that's covered by insurance.
Or you can get the gastric band surgery and have your diet changed and lose everything naturally. And cheaper and quicker.
Yeah. And can I tell you how much it was? 2 months. $1,200.
That's insane.
$1,200. Or some other ones, or some other companies that you have to eat their food, it's processed. Sorry, but a couple hundred years ago, I don't think they had like a weight loss clinic. just about eating real food. Yes. That's what I do when I talk to the client, the nutrition. I talk about nutrition. Eating healthy, eating real food. I think less processed and moving, just moving. You don't have to go to the gym. You can just go for a walk, whatever you like, just to move.
You got
to
get up and put down the remote and close Jerry Springer, and you got
to
move.
Even if you have to park your car away, you walk upstairs to your work or you walk to the store. It doesn't matter. And it's really a good role model for your kids because they see you're walking and playing.
Well, like I said, this topic is very important to me. And even though, you know, on the show I joke around a lot, some people may think, or have said that I was a little harsh. I won't name the name of the person. But the bottom line is, I care about the happiness of people in general, especially women. And to me, one of the things that women don't like is if they think they're overweight, whether they are or are not. And, you know, life is just too short to be unhappy. So even though I do joke around, whatever, I honestly do care about your happiness and well-being, which is why I emphasize things about, you know, like good diet, staying active, staying healthy, avoiding stress in your life, avoiding issues involving family. That can be, of course, the topic for another show. But the bottom line is, I do care and I want everyone to be happy. But the same token, I'm extremely blunt, and I say what's on my mind, whether the person likes hearing it or not, as you know. But I do care about your overall happiness, security, and safety.
But yeah, it ties into...
That's why they call me Big Papa.
Yeah, ties into what we were talking just a little earlier about if you're changing and doing all these great things and people around you aren't supporting you, you're eventually going to... They're just going to fall away. Either they're with you or they're not. It's like either they're on your team or they're not. It's close to family and friends.
It's anyone.
But yeah, you have to make it known. I heard people say, oh, you have to be sensitive to those needs. No, it's not about being sensitive. If they can't be on your team and you're being yourself and be successful, screw it. they have to, they support you.
They must support you. They have to.
Otherwise, this is basically the new you. Because basically when you lose that much weight, it is a new you. You're changing yourself physically, but more importantly, emotionally, stronger.
And also, you're going to have to personally, if they're not supporting you, you know, you just get into your TARDIS, and you say, forget it, just hit the road. Yeah, that just came landed in my TARDIS, so new land.
Yeah.
You're so quiet.
Quiet.
I've never heard you speak as much. Usually, I'm the blabby one, the jabberjaws.
Yeah, just it's one thing. I'm really excited that I took this course, and now I'm certified to do it. I don't know why more people aren't doing it, but I'll be helping as many people as I can. That's why I thought it was really important to do this show. There's a lot of bad information since those weight loss programs a client should tell me about. And one client should tell me her girlfriend tried it, and now she has liver problems. That's horrible. That's so bad.
You know what? I'm just thinking of something. I want to take 10 minutes to devote to you, to all the excitement, all the awards and decorations you got. You still have the photos on the photos you took.
Actually, they're
Where the photos are they?
They're actually on the Facebook page. Our other Facebook page.
It's not open here.
It's facebook.com/ Noah's Ark Hypnotherapy.
Oh, it's on the Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Let's open the Noah's Ark Facebook page. Is it open?
It's a click on.
Oh. Oh, there. I guess it's magic. So where are the photos of?
Scroll down. Sorry, bear with us.
That's
for some pictures.
I thought you would take individual ones.
I did. It was a mixture.
But yeah, but you can't read the description.
You look through all of them.
Because what I wanted to do was read off some of the, you know, the certifications and awards you have.
Sure. Okay, mouse, go.
Yeah, see, it's too small to read.
Not that.
Okay, that's one. Okay, here we go. So, International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association, otherwise known as IM, was it DHA?
Yes.
HA, yeah. So you're a certified hypnotherapist through this association.
So they're the one, because they're the one, basically they're the international organization that a lot of hypnotherapists belong to.
Yeah, but I wanted to give the audience your recent achievement here.
Okay.
You got this one from the International Alliance of Professional Hypnotists. You got certification, what did I say, of training attendants.
The virtual guest.
Or the gastric band one. It's for your Coastal Academy, or it's for your Master Hypnotist, that phase two of the program you took. That's phase one hypnotist. That's when you were a community mental health worker you got from the college here. That's when we did your coaching for high performance from... What is it? Is that Douglas College?
Vancouver Community College.
Oh, no, close. Here's your psychology degree from your...
Ashworth College.
American College, University. Here's your International Association of Counselors and Therapists certificate you got. So you're a registered member. So I'm just losing track here. Essential Leadership Coaching Skills from Vancouver Community College. Heart Renaissance.
Sorry, Heart Resonance Level 1.
Oh, okay.
That's Energy Work.
Energy Work, you got that
level
one.
Level
1. Reiki.
Reiki Level 1. Another Energy Work.
Oh.
And then...
Well, you have more, but...
No, that's everything.
Oh, okay. So the bottom line is you are more than qualified to do this work, plus with your mental health background.
And nutrition.
Nutrition. You know, and the next thing we're actually going to do in a few years is we're going to have our own hypnotherapy school.
Yes.
Because we're going to turn out high-quality therapists. Because this work, you know, this is really serious work. You're changing a person's life for the better. And you need to ensure that your therapist is more than qualified in what they do. And I would have to say, Lisa is the epitome of being qualified. And I'm not just saying it to make you feel good. I'm saying it because it's the actual fact. You are the best in this business. And I emphasize how we start this school, we can teach these new therapists many things. Let me handle the business aspect of it. And you and our new colleague, who I won't mention his name,
mm-hmm.
can handle the teaching.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That means a lot. I work really hard and I work for clients. I put my heart and soul into the sessions. And
oh, she does.
And so, because it's a partnership, it's not me just doing all the work. The client has to be open to it, allow it to happen, and do their homework. I do usually, but I do actually have a client have a journal, and so they have to document so we can track their progress, how they're doing.
But I'm saying, bottom line is, you don't sit around and play pocket pool all day.
No.
You actually get stuff done. You make stuff happen. And to get these accomplishments, it was a lot of work.
Yes.
A lot of work.
No, I don't sit around. I don't go to clubs, so I never like them. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't enjoy.
So you're highly qualified. You have very, very reasonable rates. Even lower than most therapists. So the old adage of you get what you pay for is total bullshit now.
Yes, I don't agree with that because what I do, I work within someone's budget. If they're a single mom, they can't afford anything. You know, I want to help them. I'm not going to turn her away because I'm like, this is the rate and this is tough luck.
Yeah.
That's how it is nowadays. You have to go back to the old adage. In the old days, even hundreds of years ago, you barter or you trade something. Either I trade with you or I have a sliding scale that we can work out. Simple.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
And those testimonials we have on the sites, you know, for the two companies, you know, those are people who are very, very grateful. And most of those people were turned away by the normal, or I should say the other therapists. They said, no, hit the road. You don't have enough, if you cannot afford our fee, we won't see you. And I think that's atrocious personally, but it's just my own personal opinion. And I had this very debate with another therapist on this phone who rang us once. I won't say the name of her, but she said because the rates we charge that it takes away business from the other therapists. But I said, well, why are you turning people away who have a bit of a restricted income? I thought the goal of a therapist is to provide therapy, to help people. And I've yet to have a hypnotherapist give me an answer to that.
Yeah.
No one has yet.
And this goes for actually all the industries, not just counseling, therapy, for all of them. Competition is a good thing. What do you think happens in school? You're trying to get to your best school, do your best. And actually, it's better for the clients because it keeps it fresh, keeps you on your toes, keeps you providing the best service. You find your niche, so it makes you stand out. And also, keeps the prices competitive. For example, ICBC, is that a good market? No.
For the people who don't live in Canada.
Sorry. There's our car insurance here, we only have one. It's government run. So there's only one. You pay one. You have to, for the standard insurance, you have to use, everyone has to use the same one.
Which is Insurance Commission of British Columbia. Not
or,
from England, by the
or
way.
Or same, if you want to go take a ferry to the islands, you have to use BC Ferry.
Or you can fly. But yeah.
Well, you could, but yeah, but there's no competition. That's what keeps the prices low. And same with the phone companies. There's a couple, but the prices are too high.
Yep.
And so competition is better for everyone. It keeps companies on their toes because you have to provide the best service to attract your clients and the most affordable.
And that actually happened in America, and I think to a lesser degree Canada.
Mm.
A lot of manufacturing jobs went to China, and people used to always say, oh, it's made from China, it's junk. But now the quality of goods coming from China is actually rising.
Mm-hmm.
So now, just imagine you have a country that can produce goods that are quality and low price. Yeah, the other companies are petrified because you got a company that produces high quality merchandise at a low price. They own the market.
Yes.
And it's, people have to get into the new way of thinking. This is not bloody 1814.
No.
This is what, 2014. I almost said 2024.
Because all these businesses crumble. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
And you know this. So we don't have lots of time left.
Yeah,
this
is a very important topic.
We forgot to tell the people. If you want to give us a ring here.
Yes, give the number again.
Area code 516-595-8091. So 516-595-8091. And we do this show to have fun, of course, and promote hypnotherapy. But in a sense, I guess you could say we're kind of like a reality show. That seems to be the hit, now on the telly, reality shows. So
is that so popular?
Yeah, because we love people. We love everyone.
But no, what I was saying was this important topic of weight loss covers lots of other topics. Diabetes is a big one. I'm sure most people know someone who has diabetes. And which actually, I've helped a client who had diabetes.
Oh, yeah, speaking of, tell them what happened with that.
I had him on his way to healing himself. So what happened was, so he was on diabetes. So he had diabetes. He was traveling around Thailand, and I guess he eventually wants to move there. But he wanted to get his insulin levels under control, his exercise, he wants to lose weight. So just with him, I just did parts therapy, and he started exercising more, going out, having energy, dancing. his medication that he was on, he went down. The doctor wanted him to put him on more medication, but he refused. He's like, no, I don't want to go on it. And so now his insulin levels are normal. I had his liver and all his body, different organs working better because it's doing parts therapy. That they took over the roles of, all right, I'll help the body heal. Yeah, and I taught him self-hypnosis, so he's on his way to pretty much being healed of the diabetes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you I know you're not supposed to use the word cured, but can we say he no longer needs medical help or much less medical help is required?
Much less. He reduced his medication, and it was normalized. He normalized his insulin levels.
Totally.
Yes. Another one is blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's an important topic as well, BP. And
yes.
So many...
It's a very dynamic topic because most people don't know they have it. There's no quick fix. Stress, major issue, diet. Exercise is really important for blood pressure because it brings the blood to the outer extremities.
I think we should probably do, maybe not today, but another show in the future on these specific things like the diabetes, the blood pressure.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving an overview. I was thinking that if you guys are interested, would you like different shows will focus maybe on diabetes, blood pressure, maybe even depression or anxiety. I see so many clients with anxiety. I don't know who here doesn't have anxiety. Well, I don't. I know you don't.
No,
but,
I just don't. Yeah, it just doesn't faze me.
So, if you have any questions, feel free to send us a message in the chat room. I'm looking forward to spreading this news about the virtual gastric band and how it can help you. It's holistic. It's natural. There's no pre or post recovery. You don't have to stay in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we all got that. So now, next topic. So what's the juicy stuff now?
What's the juicy stuff?
Yeah, what's the juicy stuff now?
I don't know. Sunday night. How was your weekend?
Oh, it's okay.
When you tell people about helping?
I'll do another time. Another time in the show. Because it's going to tie in to what I said about the happiness. So I can't tell them what happened to me personally last weekend. But it just consistently reinforces what I said about being happy in just your life or relationships and people. It's too bad this new agenda that certain people are on now. They just make it harder for everyone. I know I'm talking in riddles, which is fine. But
I have...
Oh, you called the doctor. What's the doctor here? Oh, did you see the doctor? Yeah, Doctor Who. I know you don't care.
Yeah. I had an idea. What do you think of this? If I show our viewers a sample of a guided relaxation, just for your body, the way to relax.
I don't know how much interest. Would they have any interest in guided relaxation, guided view?
It helps. Are any of you ladies stressed?
Well, which bird is not stressed?
Yeah. It would just take a couple minutes. Have you experienced it before, haven't you?
When you say guided relax, do you mean to do this over the air?
Yeah.
Remember we discussed this and you said it's kind of like the therapists that do it through Skype. And it's not, remember you said it's not good because if someone goes into a different life or whatever, there's no one there. You said this the other day.
I was going to do a full session, but no, yeah, you're right.
But it's better if they're in person, if they go into a past life, we can kind of, sort them out. Where if they go into a past life now and no one's there, won't be as good a thing. Do you not agree, or?
I agree.
Finally.
So how's everyone's weekend going? It's not bad. It's still sunny outside. Ready for another great week on this life Ms. Plana.
Another great week. Waking up.
Feeling wonderful.
Feeling wonderful.
Transformed.
Transformed. Happy. Get up, take the kids to the daycare center. And the center says, thank you very much. You head off to your nice 9-to-5 job. And I guess, you know, let's say typing, filing, whatever. Or selling insurance. Then you sit there on the computer, typing away. What a pleasant thing. You open solitaire on the computer. The boss turned away. Or Facebook. You check with your girlfriend about how your life is so wonderful.
Your girlfriend asks you to go for a walk. It's the worst. After Blacksmith.
Sure, I guess that could work too. Yeah. Like to walk in the forest.
Because you get stressed out easily, so you guys go for a walk. Walking through the trees. Then one. Oh.
Okay.
Breathing easily and deeply.
Uh-huh.
Seeing the birds flying.
Are the birds talking? What are they doing? What are they doing? Besides just flying.
Chirping.
Oh, okay. And?
You guys sit down, just relax. Just watch a pond.
Yes. Watch a pond. And then you reach in your purse and you pull out a homemade ciggy. And you take your lighter.
What?
And you, oh! Oh, your homemade ciggy lighter.
What a city.
Homemade cigarette, lighter. Feeling very relaxed, very restful. Enjoying a nice homemade cigarette. Different type of aroma. You know, people may walk by and say, oh, you may get a stare or two or three. What's wrong with enjoying like a homemade cigarette? And reflect upon the joys of life. Ah, life is so much fun. And then you're just sitting there, just, what shall I do tomorrow? What shall I do when I get home? Maybe I will turn on the telly and watch Cardassians or reality show. Ah, you just spoiled the mood. The mood is gone.
I hope people
are
listening to that.
I guess they like the show. Fine. Fine, music is done.
So there you have it for today.
No, we still have time. You see the clock there. We still
what do
have...
you want to talk about, sir?
Totally.
You tell me. Well, except we're the reality radio show. What's good juicy gossip? We need some callers to call in. 516-595-8091.
What would you like us to talk about next week or next couple shows? Do you have any ideas or any guests that you want us to have on the show?
We want to have interesting...
This is your show, so we want to... You know, make it things that you find interesting.
What number can they reach you at the BC location? What number can they reach you?
Oh, yeah, so if your local number is 604-200-0841. Or I'll give you your other one, 604-229-6440. I'll be happy to talk about anything about the show or about hypnosis, if you're curious about trying hypnosis. Yeah, anything at all.
What do you mean, anything?
Any way I can help you.
Oh, someone's calling in now.
A gangsta is attempting to reach you on your cellular device. A gangsta is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
Oh. Maybe it calls for me.
That's not for me, so it would be the horse calling you.
You need these horses. She just loves these horses.
Are there any other ladies out there who love horses? And there's a lot of horse girls around. Do you like horses or cats or dogs? Maybe some ladies out there who work in animal hospital. That was my first life. 10 years, yeah, working in the animal clinic.
Working around all the pussies. The kitties.
The queens.
And what else? Need some food to eat.
Yeah, so summer's coming up. Well, it's coming up. It's summer's here already. What's everyone doing? Are they going on vacation? Are you guys going away? What do you have to do?
That's a good question. What do you think?
Some are going away. Some can't afford to go away. It's, you know, tough.
It is a bit of a tough economy, for sure.
Or if you have kids, it's another adds something else to it, another element to it.
And you know this, and you know this.
Yes, sir.
You were on a roll earlier.
Hmm?
You were on a roll earlier, and you slowed down.
Slowed down? I'm the only one on the show. Now, I'm the contemplator. Now I'm contemplating. So, yeah, this week, you know, busy week. I had actually a busy day seeing quite a few clients. Yeah, I see clients Sundays because, you know, people at work.
Whatever.
And they work holidays. I work every day.
You actually do.
Well, see, if any of our listeners, do you have your own business? That adds something else to it because you probably work work every day, 24 hours a day, maybe. And I also still have my regular job.
One thing I was going to say is we're going to also start doing commercials on the show. And
before that, we're going to do sponsors on the show.
Why not? Commercial sponsors get, you know, all.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're a business that wants to be featured on our show, especially if you're a local business, small business, because we like to support the small guy or girl, you should contact us. Which is the best way they can contact us. You can call us. 604-200-0841.
And now, a word from one of our actual sponsors.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Oh, he's a very, very good sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good sponsor.
Let's see, is there any moons this month?
I think the full moon was the last weekend, if not mistaken.
Okay, so it's safe. Full moon comes out, all freaks come out, and everyone knows what to expect at work.
You're telling me. Definitely all out.
All right, well.
No. We still have time.
So?
But we still have time. We still have loads of wine.
I think that topic has played out.
What, wine? When is wine ever played out? When is wine played out? Never.
So is that clear about the gastric band? Do you have any more questions about that? For answered everything?
Well, the bottom line is, if you want to lose weight, the gastric band is probably one of the best, if not the best, ways to do it. Essentially, your stomach will be shrunk in a way that you get full much quicker. Hence, you lose the weight.
Well, yeah.
And it won't be as much need. I mean, exercise is still good, but you won't have to have the intensity of exercise.
Everywhere we go, everywhere we go, people want to know. People want to know who we are.
Who
we are.
And they won't need to
exercise. United States Marine Corps. United States Marine Corps. United States Marine Corps. United States Marine Corps. One, two, three, oh.
So yeah, so they won't have to to that intensity. Unless that's, you know, your thing.
And the thing that's great with the gastric band, it's natural, there's no side effects. There's no anything negative about it. Like, as long as you're open to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Natural, and you can remove it later on, adjust it. The therapist can do that.
Nice.
So it's all good. Operating room, or maybe the healing center.
I think you have to stick best with what you do well, hypnotherapy. Perhaps radio is not quite your forte.
Who wants to replace me?
You're irreplaceable for hypnotherapy, for sure.
I said radio. Am I fired?
No, I need a hypnotherapist. But of course, I need the best hypnotherapist around. But I experience radio. You know, I do the legal process outsourcing work.
Yeah, but I guess you're perfect at everything, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Try.
Yeah, of course. Definitely, that's what I, that's, you know, goes without question. Bam. Get up. We have to keep, don't you know, with women, you have to keep some things a bit of a mystery.
No.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
I like that's a great sound effect there. Oh, one last thing before we go. We got a few more moments. But the one lad there, Jamie Meeks, or whatever his name is, he got the contract for modeling.
Oh, and then, you heard it first here, ladies, where I said he could do what he wants. He'd be a model if he wants. Now, he is a model.
He's a model.
So he's in high demand if he wants to. But so you want to be a
model. So strong. From drive-by to model.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, Paul Bernardo, which most Canadians know, he's a serial killer, he's engaged.
Oh, that's right,
there's
yeah.
A lady who's going to marry him.
Some bird's going to marry him.
So, yeah, if she needs, she might need, we'll see if we'll hear from her again.
Well, that's really, you know, I guess the birds like it. You know, ooh, they can marry a serial killer. It's exciting.
Yeah, until they stab you.
Well, that's part of the excitement, I guess.
Yep.
I guess it is. But, you know, if that's what they want, then...
Yep. Before we leave, I want to give you guys a weekly tip again. So just when you're eating, eat consciously. Be aware of how you're feeling and how the food feels in your mouth and why are you eating the food.
Exactly.
So have a great week. Have a transformation week.
Happy transformation week. And stay tuned next week for the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
join us next